This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
It's time now to explore well-being with Diane Foster on Foster Wellness.
Welcome to Foster Wellness. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll be here every Wednesday as part of Wellness Wednesday at 11 a.m. here on Plains FM 96.9. You can also find Foster Wellness podcast on plainsfm.org.nz and of course on iTunes. And each week I'll post the link on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Diane Foster, Foster Wellness, and of course on Instagram, Foster Wellness. So there was a heck of a lot of traffic on the way to the studio this morning. And there was a lot of things going through my head. I've had a very full-on weekend. I spent the weekend at a karate camp. And there were a couple of unusual things that happened there, but we'll kind of put that to the side. But I was thinking about what I was going to talk about today, and I became acutely aware of what my weekend had meant to me and some of the things that went on. And I started thinking about awareness. And at the same time, I was thinking about the fact that I've got about five things to do today and I'm not quite sure how they're going to shuffle all in together. And again, I became very aware that I could start panicking and sort of going, what are we going to do? And start, so, you know, there's one or two things that I've just put to the side and thought I might just make a phone call and see if they actually have to be done today. If I had have been delayed much more in the traffic that I was in order to get to the studio, I knew that I was going to be late to my next appointment and that maybe that I wouldn't even do this particular show that I'm sitting here doing right this moment. But instead of going down that track of panicking and thinking, which show am I up to and how many do I need to do before Christmas and sort of deciding what all of that meant, I just chose to kind of let it be what it was going to be. And I said to myself out loud, if there's a park within a block, I'll park and go in. If not, I will ring the lovely Emily and say, it was not meant to be today. I'm wondering if sneaking into the 15-minute park was a good idea at this point in time. Because I'm sitting here becoming very aware of some of the things that have happened in our lives in Christchurch over the last 9 years because they're demolishing something out the back. In every few minutes, it feels like an earthquake, and it's not my happy place. And I'm looking at Emily's face, and it's not her happy place either. My point about today's show is regarding awareness and what we do with it. It would be really easy for Emily and I to go straight into just really not being in our happy place. I'm not sure what we'd do, but it's just not that comfortable, I have to tell you. And when we have habits or beliefs, or we've been through some sort of trauma, those things like demolishing the building next door, feeling like an earthquake at this moment, it brings up emotions and feelings for us that get brought up. My point is, when we become aware of them, we have a choice what we do with it. Emily and I are very calm and choosing to just carry on and record this show. We'll decide in the next 5 or 10 minutes whether we're going to bail or not because we've just had enough and we'll go and have a coffee, but that's okay. The point about awareness is that I've been giving a lot of thought to coaching. You know, like I do my job as I coach people and I want to give the best value that I can. I absolutely want to get the best value that I can. And one of my jobs in being a coach is to maybe point out some things or maybe offer some suggestions or really hold up a mirror for people. And one of the goals or one of the ideas with coaching is actually to get people to the point where they become more aware themselves and they do that for themselves. Now, that I find really fascinating because when I look at my journey, and I have given this a great deal of thought over the last week especially, when I look at my journey, I have used a considerable number of coaches and practitioners and people to assist me on my journey. There is not one year of my life that I've done it on my own. Now, that is a result of the type of person that I am, and one of the things is that one of my highest values is to grow as a person. So I'm always looking for ways to grow as a person or opportunities to grow as a person. And one of those skills in allowing me to do that is awareness. Because when things happen, and I'll give you an example over the weekend, I was at a karate camp. And I have stepped back from training over the last 6 months because I've picked up some administration work for karate. And I've just kind of stepped back, especially over the last year, but especially over the last 6 months. And I haven't done a lot of karate training. So in the style of karate we have a lot of syllabus, like a lot of stuff you have to know. And when you don't know that, it makes it a little bit awkward, especially when you go to camp, you're a bit tired, they get you up in the middle of the night, you do literally 1,000 kicks, 1,000 punches. So, you know, there's times when you're slightly off your game because you're a bit grumpy and a bit tired, let alone other things that may be happening around the place. And this one particular session on the weekend, we started doing a series of syllabus that I really didn't know and I felt particularly uncomfortable with. And I could feel my grumpiness building within me and I became aware of it. And I guess the question that I asked myself was, why am I feeling so uncomfortable? And what I knew that I was doing as I was projecting it onto the instructor, I was thinking, the instructor's just, he's fantastic martial artist, he's amazing, but, you know, it's like I just don't want to be here and I just don't want this quirky sort of thinking around some of the syllabus and I don't know the syllabus anyway. And what I became really aware is that my own uncomfortableness with the fact that I didn't know the syllabus, I was then projecting onto somebody else and kind of in my head making it their problem and in my outward attitude probably looking like I was making it their problem. And in that moment, I realised I had a choice. I realised that I was upset with myself because I didn't know the syllabus, although, you know, I had gone to camp knowing that I didn't know my syllabus but going anyway. But I felt really uncomfortable with that and I thought, this is just about me. This is about my attitude to thinking that I should know this and I don't. So I was really kind to myself and just said, it's okay, you don't know it. Maybe if you just shift your attitude, you might learn something, surprisingly. Open your heart. Be here in this moment and see what it is that you are, it is possible for you to learn. I'd hardly had any sleep for 2 nights. I was a bit sore, you know, muscles were starting to get a bit sore, but I opened my heart. And what happened was I realised that the person that I was partnering was being really kind to me and helping me in every way he could to enjoy this experience and to assist me in not making me feel silly because I didn't know it or anything else. And we just got on with it. And really quickly, I didn't know the first two, but really quickly, because I relaxed, I remembered them really well. And so off we went. And so there were some points in instruction that I took and I just relaxed into the moment. I became aware that I was really grumpy at myself, not at anybody else. And instead of projecting that onto everybody else that was around me, I just decided to be kind to myself and realise that, you know, I chose to come even though I'm not on top of my syllabus at the moment and just relaxed into the moment of being in that. And I felt the grass on my feet. And I felt really, really grateful that I get to do this. It's coming up 9 years since I was diagnosed, and this was probably one of the first full camps that I've done. So I was there right from the beginning, right to the end. Usually I kind of pop in and out because I'm, you know, just not up to it. And I was thinking, you know, this is 9 years down the track and I get to do this. Like, how grateful should I be? And here I was worried about what people might think because I don't know my syllabus this year. I'm going to be really interested to see in that moment, giving myself kindness, what that will unfold for me in the future. Because what unfolded in that moment was I had an incredible time with the karateka that I was partnering. And then because we were all having such a good time, the instructor said, hey, let's go up into the other space and we'll do some specific weapon work. And we did. And I had an incredible experience with that instructor where we talked about things in a way that I haven't talked about weapons work with instructors before, and I learnt a whole lot of stuff that I get to take with me. All because in one moment I became very aware that I was projecting my anger and my disappointment in myself and my whatever onto everybody else. And it changed my perspective of the weekend, and it changed how I felt when I got up this morning, because I like to have habits, and I like to have, you know, I like to be quite aware of what my beliefs are in life. And one of my habits is a morning habit. I like to have morning routines and morning habits to, you know, start my day. It's just what I've always done, and I quite enjoy it. But sometimes those habits can become such a chore and an expectation that you don't quite get the same out of them. So last night when my husband and I were heading to bed, he said to me, I'm not setting my alarm tomorrow, because he'd been at camp with me as well. And I said, I think that's a really good idea. Let's make sure there's no alarm set. And I woke up about an hour later than I normally would, about the same time my husband normally wakes up. But it was just so refreshing to actually allow myself some extra sleep and being kind to myself. And same with my day, you know, we were meant to go and get supermarket shopping yesterday, but because of a couple of things that happened, it didn't quite happen. So we literally have no food in the house. It's quite entertaining. And so I just went with it instead of, you know, because I'm quite, I would say I'm quite rigid at times about what I eat and things like that. But instead of being rigid about it, I just grabbed some chicken broth and I had 2 cups of that for breakfast, and I thought, it's okay. I will not starve just because I don't eat this morning. And I ate enough over the weekend to last me a small lifetime, let alone the week. I should be fine. But having that awareness and sort of stepping back, even from my own beliefs and my own habits, and stepping back and becoming more aware, and as I said, in that moment, in a much softer kind of space. I'm actually like tingling with the thought of what allowing myself greater kindness will do for my life going forward. And while we, you know, like for me, I've had this massive moment in my life where, you know, like I tell a fabulous story about what happened and my year of being unwell and my year of healing. And, you know, like it's a big story and it has a big impact. Yet, for me, I don't feel the bigness of that story. Sometimes when I hear myself tell my own story, I'm like, wow, it's like I'm reading somebody else's book. Because in reality, my life is simply made up of small moments. And my awareness is present in those small moments. And I believe, for whatever reason, with at a cellular level and with all my heart, yesterday when I chose to be kind to myself and not project my shit onto everybody else and to be kind to myself, it will change things going forward for me. Because in every moment we have a choice whether we act or react. And as I said before, in coaching, I think it's such a, you know, to know that you're going to see, you know, knowing who you're getting to coach you, knowing the practitioner or the professional that you're going to, and knowing what their intent is, such an important thing. I am so driven to always do myself out of a job. And what I mean by that is, as a coach, it's my job to do myself out of a job, is to work with my clients on opening them up and, if they so desire, and, you know, suggesting tools and things for them to have greater awareness so that they do a lot of this work on their own. For me personally, and for a lot of my clients, we do choose to have somebody on our team through our life. I change my coaches from time to time. But interestingly enough, last week I'd come back from holiday, and I don't believe in getting holiday blues. I love my life. I've set my life up so I love it, and I you know, wake up in the morning and I'm generally really excited, so I don't believe in the holiday blues. But man, last week they came and they stayed. And I was very much aware of that. I was very much aware that I'd spent a week with my boys, 9 days, 10 days with my boys, 24/7, and we had a bond that I could have easily had for another week, you know, staying together. We just had such a good time together. And I was very aware that I was sad last week. And I didn't push myself out of it. I just stayed in it for us to ask and to just be aware of what it was that was sort of grating me underneath. And I guess the advantage in all of this is that in doing the work that I do with other people and having the attitude that I do in, you know, cultivating awareness about myself, is you do notice it in other people when they are entirely reactive. You know, it doesn't matter what happens, they have a reaction. And of course that's choice, and that's their choice, and I don't have a lot of judgment around that. That I might have an opinion about it from time to time, but I don't have a lot of judgment around it. My observation would be that it doesn't look like a particularly comfortable place to live. And my observation would be that other people that I look at that are more aware and do work on themselves in a way and do offer themselves kindness seem a lot more comfortable in life, but that's just an observation of mine. Maybe that's because it suits me, I don't know. But there we go. That's my random thought for the day around awareness. And I guess the seed that I'd like to sow is around that coaching idea, the fact that we can go to coaches in order to help our current situation, but in order to get more self-awareness so we can do more of this work for ourselves going forward. My experience, of course, is that it's kind of like an onion. You peel back one layer and there's another one there and another one. It's kind of like lifetime work. I remember getting to a place one day thinking, oh shit, this never actually ends. But for me, at least in my experiences, it does get a lot easier. And as I said, I think that it does get easier, and I think that it does get more subtle. That one particular instant that I had over the weekend was very subtle. It was not a big shift within me, yet it felt like the ripple effect out into the rest of my life would be quite big. And that's because it was around being kind to myself. So there we go, random thought. Maybe you'd like to be a little bit more aware over the holidays, over the silly season. Be a little bit more aware of what you make stories about. I know sometimes we get gifts and we look at them and think, what were they thinking? What were the person that gave it to me, like seriously, what were they thinking? Maybe a more valid question is, were they just coming from the right place? And if they're coming from the right place and they've got a good heart, then I'm pretty sure you can forgive anything, even a really bad Christmas present. Hope you have a grand day. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name's Di Foster. If you want to get in touch with me, please do. Google me on Facebook or difoster.com. I'd love to be in touch. If you want to have a chat, give me a call anytime. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you'd like to see or hear more from me, then you can find me on Facebook, Diane Foster, Foster Wellness, and on Instagram, Foster Wellness. You can find me on LinkedIn under Diane Foster. If you'd like to get in touch with me, diane@fosterwellness.co.nz. My website is fosterwellness.co.nz. I'm always up for speaking gigs, mentoring clients, and workshops. So get in touch, even if you're just interested in having a chat. And of course, every Wednesday, 11 a.m. here on Plains FM. And the Foster Wellness podcast is available on plainsfm.org.nz and, of course, iTunes. And you can also each week find a link to the podcast on social media. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you get to foster some wellness each and every day, especially today.